from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In big games, and it, okay, now I remember why this dude is not someone who I want as my franchise quarterback, because I don't believe in him in these moments. Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott, we could make a list of quarterbacks that put up big numbers that you don't trust in big games. We could make a top 10 list of guys who the stats are there, but when it comes to the biggest moments, the biggest games, you would not want them on your side. Phillip Rivers is one of those guys. From that Ben draft. Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott are very, very similar. If you want 30 touchdowns a season, by all means. If you want to play into the second week or third week of January, go look somewhere else. We'll get back to what Tomlin said at his first press conference here in a little bit. Fan Hotline is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. That's where we find Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg, do you think it's fait accompli that Andrew McCutcheon's back next year?
Oh, man. I don't know, Andrew. I don't know. My guess is that it's likely he is, but, you know, there are no guarantees. I think, you know, he's sure talking like he wants to. And at this point, I'd be surprised if he were not back with the Pirates, but I don't think it's a slam dunk just yet.
What would keep it from happening?
Well, I mean, they have to, you know, it wasn't a slam dunk last year. It took, you know, well into the off season before they came to an agreement. So what would keep it from happening? I think a number of factors would come into play. You know, whether they'd have to come to terms on what the deal would be. You know, any number of factors. I think it's likely, like I said, I'd be surprised if he doesn't, but, I don't think there are any guarantees.
Well, I get that, but the big difference between last year and this year is he was coming off a pretty significant injury last year, and whenever that happens to someone in their mid to late 30s, you wonder what the guy has left. He's shown you this year that he can still hit, and he wants to be here.
True, but there's still, you know, 3 weeks left, or almost a month, I guess, of the season. So, knock on wood, he finishes strong and healthy. It was, I think, the end of August when he got hurt last year. He's coming off a knee injury just off the IL.
Greg, may I make an inference here, if you don't mind, just from hearing you talk through this?
Sure.
It sounds to me, and you can obviously correct me if I'm wrong, just hearing your voice on this, may I infer that you think it's possible that organizationally they don't want a full-time DH? That they don't want somebody's name in the lineup there for 80% of the at-bats next season?
I don't know the answer to that. I've never asked them that directly. So I can't.
Because
I'm
honestly,
not inferring that. I don't know that.
Because honestly, that would be the only reason, in my opinion, why you don't do it. Because he checks every other box. You take the production from him at DH for the money you pay him every time. I don't see a drawback or negative to it.
I'll just play devil's advocate with you.
Please.
And not knowing anything at all, I'm just at watching the games. What if McCutcheon has such a good year, he decides that I think he had a nice deal with the team this past year in terms of money and so on, but what if he decides to go out in the open market. And if, and as you say, if he's that good a DH, what if there are other teams that start getting involved?
Then you outbid them
in the open market.
you pay more money for him would be my answer.
Okay, well, I mean that's all part of. That's why I say it's not a slam dunk. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that would also require a change
of
heart.
Factors,
I mean, he would also have to have changed his opinion, because like last year he didn't want to get traded at the deadline when the team was out of it. Like, I think he wants to play here unless there's something about the organizational outlook or about his situation here that he just doesn't like anymore, which I have not heard that, by the way. I don't want
Nor have I. Yeah. Nor have I. So I would, again, I don't want to come out and say, oh, he's coming back. It's a lock. I don't know that. I just don't.
I would have liked for you to have said that. That would make me feel good about things.
I'll be surprised if he's not back next year, but I'm not going to say it's a lock. I just think there are just too many factors, and you can get all of them come into play. You know, they'll settle that like they did last year. You're right. He finished up on the injured list. As of now, he's just coming off the injured list. Still have a month to go. See what happens. And then for certain, in my mind, he would like to come back. I would think the Pirates would want him back. But nothing is a lock. I just can't say it's a slam dunk that he's going to be back next year.
Along those lines, what do you think this team would have to do in September to make the people at the very top say, we are still confident and we are still convinced that what we're doing, not in our minor league levels, but what we're doing at the major league level is still on track for where we want to be in the end?
Well, that's why I think the last month is important. I think that they've got to, they finished 76 and 86 last year. It would be hard to imagine that they have a worse record by the end of the year. That's not convincing. I mean, they've been able to say, hey, look at the progress we've made in terms of wins and losses. Look at the whole body of work. And so I think incrementally, if they finish off better than they did last year, then that's a positive sign. We've seen positive signs this year, month by month. We had a terrible August, a real solid June and July. I mean, they were on track to look like, heading toward postseason play, certainly meaningful gains in September. That's why I think they've got to have a strong September to look back at the whole body of work and say, look, we've made positive strides.
Because in that situation that you're describing, even if it does turn out to be a good September, the owner would have to accept something that was below his expectations for the season. Because we've heard Bob say multiple times that he expected this team to compete for a playoff spot, Greg. So he'd have to find positives in a season that did not net the results that he expected at various points this year. Not just back in March, but what he said at the midpoint of the season as well.
Yeah, I think it would be a disappointment in his mind. Oh, I mean, I think everybody is disappointed that the team doesn't appear to be going to the postseason. No, let's face that. That's a fact. And the owner said as much, that he expects to compete for the postseason, and now it appears that they're not, so that's got to be a disappointment. But again, just like the McCutchen thing, anything is a slam dunk. I don't think we know what's going through his mind, but I think he'll assess, I would imagine, the whole organization after the season is completed. And you still have a month. That's why I think they feel like all these games are important for so many reasons. Just for the organizational standpoint, for individuals, that by the end of the year, they look back on it and say, look, these are positive strides we're making. For the fans, I just think it's a very important thing that they have a strong September for everybody's sake.
How about for Skeens? How much do they have to show or convince him that this team is
that's a good
right
point. That's a really good point. I thought about that. In fact, I just saw him about an hour ago heading out to the ballpark, and he is just dressed to the nines. I mean, like such a pro. It's a big lobby, this hotel. Yeah. People coming in and out. It was just after lunch, busy. But, man, he turns heads. Obviously, he's a big presence. But just the suit that he's wearing, just such a pro. And I would agree with you there, Andrew. I think that he's going to have a lot of say. I believe that. I believe that they're going to turn to him, and whether he does it directly or whether they go to him individually or as an organization, he is their man. He is their horse, and it would make a lot of sense that he would have a say in direction. So when the season comes to an end, I'd be surprised if they don't kind of go to him and have him involved in the discussion. It would make all the sense in the world to me.
Well, we get our suits from the same place. So now wow. I am very happy to hear that you are in awe.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Darn, yeah. Aren't you something? I know I've heard you say this before, Andrew. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that.
Man.
Enjoy what's left of your trip in Chicago. We'll talk again next week.
With that mic drop, I say have a good day.
See ya. Greg Brown, everybody.
All right, man.
There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's plenty of motivation in that. I've had to eat it and absorb it. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I want to make your opinion wrong. And, I think I just look forward to playing good football. I understand this is a fragile game and you're not promised tomorrow, but I'm trying to maximize everything out of it. And, I'm going to approach it that way. I'm not going to run from it. I'm just going to run straight into it.
You feel that disrespectful, though?
Yeah. But, that's their opinion. I can't try to make everybody happy. In my mind, I got more to do and more to play for.
It's September. Make losing weight part of your new routine. Energy, clarity, better health. Find it all at AwakenWin80WeightLoss.com. Speaking of Awaken180, Mulzy off today. He's got a big golf event that he's in. Donnie is by my side, and that was Cam Hayward saying he does feel disrespected. He does feel slighted. Hey, I'd say this to Cam. If he were in this room right now, you can be as mad as you want at people like me who have said, unless he's willing to pay for the same amount of money or less, I would not have given him a contract extension this offseason. He can be mad at fans who are online and will tweet back at him or will get in his mentions and say things like, you're washed up, your best is behind you, who hide behind their keyboards in their mom's basement. We call them trolls. You can be as mad at them as he wants to be. The people he should be the maddest at, though, the Steelers. The Steelers aren't holding an election where they're asking their fans to come in and vote like it's a referendum. Should we give Cam Hayward a contract extension? Pull this lever for yes and this one for no. Internally, they've got their own scouting metrics. Mike Tomlin has the biggest say. Omar Khan is looking at comparables like you would do when you try to buy a house to figure out, okay, what should we pay him? What is he worth? And unless something changes between now and September 8th, he's going to go into this season as kind of a lame duck player in the last year of his contract. And I know that hurts when you've given so much to an organization. He feels like he has sacrificed a lot, and he's right in many respects. He got injured in week one against San Fran last year. He rushed back and he played, but he was not himself. Hayward last year had career lows in sack rate, hurry rate, pressure rate. He was just not as destructive as a quarterback menace as he had been in the years prior. So the injury coupled with his age, it did transform him into more of a solid starter than a star player. He wants to get paid like a star, and he wants to get paid like a star in his mid to late 30s. There ain't many people who get that. You know, we're spoiled here because we've seen some of our Hall of Famers go out on top. Jerome Bettis won his Super Bowl in his last year. Ben Roethlisberger, even though the team got blown out in Kansas City in the wild card game, Ben got to prance around at the end of the Browns home game and do his thank yous and shake hands and give high fives and whatnot. And then the miracle the next week with the Baltimore game and then the Chargers-Raiders game that night. Like, Ben went out pretty much not on tippy top, but he had a nice send-off. And the difference, too, is, you know, definitely more so with Bettis than Ben, but those guys are ready to walk away from the game. Hayward is not. And Hayward is motivated by two things. He's motivated by getting into the Hall of Fame, and he's motivated by winning a Super Bowl. And I think he's close to the Hall of Fame. Here, he's pretty far away from winning a Super Bowl. But if you can't win a Super Bowl, the next best thing for an organization like this, I suppose, is to say that you played for this team for the duration of your career. That you played for a really long time, almost 20 years, and you did it strictly in black and gold. What has surprised is the wrong word, but what has stood out to me about this whole discussion about Hayward as we now reach the deadline with him, what I have been taken aback by with him is the sheer number of people we have heard from on this show who identify themselves as diehard Steelers fans, who are so willing to put business ahead of their personal feelings, because usually, even though the name on the front of the jersey means more than the back, we get attached to these people. And if these people do right by us, we want the organization to do right by them. And I have heard very few people in the 6 months that we've talked about Hayward. Very little has been said on his behalf. I think this is why he's getting irritated and why he's annoyed by it. It just does not seem or feel like there's not a decent number of fans who think that he's getting screwed by the Steelers or not being treated properly. And I'm one of those people. I think they didn't ask him to take a pay cut. They're still paying not a premium anymore because the price of defensive linemen, the elite ones, has gone up so much. So if he is elite, he is underpaid. I feel like the organization is making the right call here. Unless he's willing to play for less and acknowledge that maybe the production is not going to be the same over the next couple of years, you see how this year goes. And it's like Joe Flacco in the Super Bowl with Baltimore. If Hayward balls out and plays like one of the 5 or 10 best defensive linemen in the NFL again this year, then hey, he proved he could come back from the groin injury. You don't give him a long-term deal. You give him short-term guaranteed money, and you let him ride off into the sunset. But in my opinion, and this is hard to say about a guy that is, what, 36 years old and has accomplished a lot and gone to a bunch of Pro Bowls and been an All-Pro, he does have something to prove this year. I don't think you reward him with a contract on the back end and not the front end. We had Thomas Dimitroff, the ex-Falcons GM, on the show Friday, and he said, when you work for Bill Belichick, one of the things you learn is you'd rather be early on a guy and get out on him too soon than have him stick around for too long. And I think lately the Steelers have probably been guilty of the letting people stick around too long thing. Donnie, you've got, is Hayward still your picture on Twitter? Is this still you and him? The last I checked, is it you two? No, it's not. Who is it?
The picture of use on Twitter?
Yeah, I thought your avatar was you and a football player.
Yeah, that's from that's one of the high school kids I interviewed at
Oh, okay.
Woody High a few weeks ago.
He's a monster. He's a big guy. Unless I'm looking at the wrong picture.
The angle makes him look
huge.
Yeah, okay. Bigger than what he is. I mean, he was, kid's probably like 6'1".
Do you think Hayward has a leg to stand on here?
I mean, I feel like we always say the same thing with Cam, and you just said it. Like, we love the dude as a person, but he does have to prove that he does have a little bit left in the tank here. Which I think he has some good football left in him. I don't think he has great football left in him. So it just kind of comes down to where you want to draw that line and how you eventually write up a contract where you think he's worth. I think there's good left. I don't think there's great left.
I think he's playing... I can't believe I'm going to say this because he said differently. I think this is his last year in the NFL. I don't think he's going to end up playing for another team. I think it's like Hines Ward or Troy Polamalu. I think that's maybe where their head was at the start, but I think in the end, he's going to play out this year. It's going to go good, not great. And he's going to look around and he's going to say at the end of the year, could I play for $10 or $11 million? Of course I could. But I value myself as a $20 million player. No one's willing to pay me that much, so I'm good. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking about in-season Donnie Football debriefs. He doesn't have to try to search high and low in every nook and cranny for content. Now it comes right to his front door, and it's brought to you by the great people at Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Go check it out today. Have you been up there lately? We got to go.
Yeah, I went a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, we absolutely got to go up there.
Do they do a pulled pork sandwich?
I think they have one.
I'm into pulled pork right
Pretty
now.
Pretty robust menu up there.
Plus, you know what else?
They also have this thing for the football season. Now through all of September and maybe longer, it's called a Steel Tower. 100 ounces of Yingling and Icy Light.
What is it served in?
Just one of those towers.
Is it a glass? Is it a glass container?
I think it's one of those, like, super, super tall boys that you see.
And it's called the Tower.
The Steel Tower.
Have you had one of these yet?
No.
Have you heard of these, have you heard of, like, these, have you heard about these Borgs? Have you heard about the Borg?
I didn't know what the Borg
was until I went to West Virginia on Saturday.
The Borg?
Yes.
Like B-O-R-G?
Blackout Drunk Rage Gallons. It's just a giant 2-gallon plastic container like you'd get milk in. And these college students put the cheapest vodka they can find. And then maybe they mix in a Hawaiian punch, an orange juice, something like that.
So what, they make like their own personal jungle juice?
Yes, very similar. And they're just walking around with these Borgs.
Borg.
I went to a bar in Morgantown.
I'm all for that college creativity. You're working on a budget there.
I went to a bar in Morgantown with Amanda 10 years ago where you, for $5, you'd get a pitcher, but it was not a pitcher of beer. It was a mixed drink in the pitchers that beer comes in. So you would get for $5 a personal pitcher of rum and Coke. And people were just walking around.
I feel like I may have been to this same place.
With a straw in a pitcher of gin and tonic or rum and Coke or whatever, vodka cranberry. You know, your typical menu of college cocktails. People aren't going too willy-nilly.
Do you remember the name and just not saying it? Is it the place that's like down in like a basement?
It might be. It might be. But I mean,
it does sound familiar to me.
Well, I don't know if it was one place that specialized in that or if that was a whole West Virginia move where all the college bars offered these pitchers of mixed drinks. If they did, that's pretty neat.
I know I went to a place where that happened. And it was more of like a basement type
setting. Did you take advantage of it?
Yeah. Absolutely. And we just had, like, we always had a guy from Waynesburg who, like, if we would make these little short voyages down to Morgantown, he was the guy who never drank.
Would you?
And he would just drive us back.
Would you take the pitcher and then a glass and just pour the drink?
No, I think we just did straight out of the pitcher.
You just drink right out of the pitcher, too, yeah. Because I wanted to get a cup for the pitcher, and I was told people are going to make fun of you if you do that.
Yeah, no, we did not do that. I can't remember what the place is actually called, but I know I've been there.
What do you got for the debrief?
The debrief, September 3, 2024. Speaking of players who may be into their final seasons, like you think with Cam Hayward, I think that Super Bowl or not, I think this is it for Travis Kelce. And I think he will go down as one of the great tight ends to ever play the game. A few years after, he will be enshrined into the Hall of Fame. Maybe even the same year as his brother, if one of them waits a year. But it does give me a little bit of maybe not quite Last Dance vibes, because I don't think Mahomes is done anytime soon. That would be truly shocking. But where Travis Kelce is in his life right now, I think they're going for one more shot. They're trying to make history. They're trying to win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls, a true dynasty in a league where we don't see it all that often. And I think with the female in his life, the podcast with his brother,
the movies,
yeah, all of the other things and opportunities that he has outside of football, I think no matter what happens this year, this is it. They're giving it one more crack to win it all one more time. If they do, great. He drives off into the sunset as a champion. If they don't, it's, hey, we accomplished a whole lot here. We won multiple Super Bowls. We won three. We won back-to-back. Didn't get it done in this final year. My legacy is stamped. I'm one of the greatest playoff receivers, let alone tight ends. He's one of the greatest playoff pass catchers of all time. One of the greats in his position of all time. I don't need to sacrifice the body anymore. I can chat it up with my brother. If I wanted to, I think any network would give him a job.
Yep.
And he's got maybe the most famous woman on the planet as his significant other.
And you think if they win, he's gone?
I think
three-time champ, and not three-time, four-time champ with three in a row, and he rides off into the sunset. If they lose, even if it's in heartbreaking fashion, he's still good because of all the life success he's having.
Yeah, I think this is his final season, no matter what. It's like they're going to go for the three-peat. If they don't get it, hey, you know what? I still won three championships, won two in a row. I got a lot of other stuff I can be doing.
I'm going to one-up you, I think, on this one. I think Jason Kelce is going to come out of retirement this year. I think Jason Kelce at some point is going to return to the Eagles mid-season, and he's going to latch on with them and go back into their starting lineup because they're having a really good year and he's willing to play again. Because I think you're right about Travis Kelce, and I think they want to go into the Hall of Fame together.
I still think there could be a chance of that.
No, they're not going to make Jason wait. There's no way. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, unless the class he goes in with is so unbelievably loaded. And we know that that Brady's not in the same class as him. There weren't a slew of Hall of Famers who retired at the end of last year. I think they want that moment together, Don. I think they want that Hall of Fame night to be a celebration of two brothers going in together.
Yeah, and you're probably right, just because with Jason, even though, I mean, and I love the guy. I think he is one of the greats at his position. We have seen linemen have a whole lot of difficulty in the past of getting in on the first ballot.
But his personality gets him over the top.
Yes. Like, he's very outgoing. He's now into the media. That will absolutely score him points. Do I think he's a better offensive lineman than Alan Faneca? Hell no.
How about Pouncey?
I do think he has the edge over Pouncey. Plus, with Kelce, the way that he carried it to the end and at an older age also helps him. Whereas, like, we did see Pouncey start to lose it. I mean, PFF, you know, love him or hate him, they thought Pouncey was just, like, ass the last year or two of his career. Whether or not you agree, he also retired very young. Whereas Jason Kelce carried a very high ability of play into, what, his mid-30s? Like, yeah. we didn't see him deteriorate at the position.
I don't see Jason Kelce going the Pouncey route where we see him on ESPN in 3 years and he weighs a buck 80. I think he loves that he's the kind of lumberjack built guy that's made for flannels type guy.
But we have heard with some of those guys, yeah, maybe he doesn't quite cut himself in half the way we've seen Pouncey and Fanica, speaking of him. Like, he won't completely cut himself in half or by a third where he goes from 300-plus pounds down to, like, 180. I do know, though, that we have heard from so many former NFL big men that it's almost difficult for them to keep that weight on once they retire because they've had to work at it for so long. Just going back to, like, a normal diet almost automatically cuts them down. I haven't looked, though, to see if he has lost a chunk yet or not. We will see, what, as early as this Monday?
Well, wasn't he on already for some of the preseason games?
He was.
He still looked like he was built like a rhinoceros the last time I saw him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.